The Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace opened a two-day plenary assembly on Monday, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Pope Paul VI's social encyclical Populorum Progressio. By looking at the theme of human development, today's problems and perspectives, Philippa Hitchin reports.
Council President Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino addressed the opening session, tracing the legacy of Pope Paul VI's groundbreaking encyclical, calling for the progressive development of all peoples. He noted how its appeal to men and women of goodwill to help resolve the scourges of poverty and famine has lost none of its resonance in our modern globalised society. The Cardinal commented that today there is still an urgent need for the international community to mobilise itself to promote sustainable and just development for all. Cardinal Martino also emphasised that it is the duty of the Pontifical Council, born in 1967, the same year as Populorum Progressio was written, to promote the document's teachings on humanism and its call to action. In the course of the two-day seminar, a document evaluating the Council's progress in this area is being presented and discussed by delegates. On Wednesday, Honduran Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga will lead a discussion on the social teaching on human development from Populorum Progressio to today. And there will also be a presentation of the cause of beatification for Vietnamese Cardinal François-Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, former president of the Vatican Council, who died in 2002. On Friday, the plenary assembly will make way for the second World Congress of the Ecclesial Organizations Working for Justice and Peace, which draws together over 300 participants from all five continents to discuss the theme, the development of the whole man and of all men. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
My thanks there to Philippa Hitchin for bringing us this report. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.